We've reported frequently on the boom in natural gas drilling and how cheap natural gas has become. Today, the benefit to the chemical industry. For a long time, it built its plants in countries where gas was cheaper, but now chemical companies are looking to expand here. NPR's Jeff Brady traveled to Charleston, West Virginia, and sent this story.
Just west of Charleston, on the banks of the Kanawha River, sits the Institute Industrial Park. Chemical plants have operated here continuously since World War II, when synthetic rubber was produced. Today, there are industrial pipes, tanks, and buildings in just about every direction, and soon there could be more. The nearby natural gas drilling boom has local business boosters lobbying for a huge new chemical plant called an ethane cracker. Matthew Ballard heads the Charleston Area Alliance.
It will take approximately 2,000 construction workers 2 years just to build the facility. Once up and running, there will be several hundred jobs at that cracking facility.
The plant would crack ethane, break it down at the molecular level, and turn it into ethylene. Kevin DeGregorio with the Chemical Alliance Zone says ethylene is used to make all sorts of things.
Wherever your listeners happen to be sitting or driving right now, everything that's not wood or maybe brick is made with chemicals, certainly, but probably 40 to 60% of it is made from ethylene, including the cushions they're sitting in and the clothes that they're wearing. So it's very, very important to our daily lives.
The Marcellus Shale that drillers nearby are pulling natural gas from is rich in ethane, says DeGregorio.
Most natural gas is going to contain maybe 2 to 6, maybe upwards of 8% ethane in it. Marcellus natural gas contains as much as 14 to 16% ethane in it.
Bayer Crop Science, the company that operates the industrial park, is talking with companies interested in building ethane crackers in the region. No official announcement has come, but business leaders here are keeping their fingers crossed. The same is true elsewhere around northern Appalachia. A competition is underway between Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia to lure a new ethane cracker that Shell Oil Company plans to build. Firms across the border in Canada also see opportunity in the Marcellus Shale. Randy Welfel is CEO of Nova Chemicals in Calgary.
You know, if we would get in our time machine, I suppose, and we wouldn't have to go back very far, literally just, you know, 7 or 8 years, and the picture for the industry here in North America was pretty uncertain.
Welfel says high oil prices send a lot of petrochemical manufacturing overseas to the Middle East and Asia. But now low natural gas prices and the ethane-rich Marcellus Shale have changed everything.
That means for us that we'll be back in the hiring business rather than the consolidation and survival cost-cutting mode that Nova was clearly in for much of the last decade.
As chemical companies in the U.S. look to expand, they can expect plenty of scrutiny from environmental groups already concerned about pollution from natural gas drilling. Mark Brownstein heads the energy program at the Environmental Defense Fund.
Clearly, there are advantages to having economic development and manufacturing occur here in the United States. It's good for jobs. It's good for communities. Our biggest concern is that we not sacrifice public health and the environment to get those jobs.
Brownstein says for each new plant or expansion, tough questions will be asked about whether proposed facilities are being properly located and how they will affect local air quality. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.